It's going to be Gale down in San Antonio, Texas. I know he's feeling good with his family, half of being Cowboy fans. What's up, Miguel?
What's up, Monte? What's up, Chasky? Another victory. Let's go, faithful. I slept well last night. I just want to talk about like what this game means to me personally being out here. I'm the guy that's out there. It's a tradition now. I'm out there watering my lawn, Niner gear head to toe, so my neighbors know who to hate, and they can't say anything because we just own this team. I don't want to downplay what the Cowboys brought. They're coming off a bye. They're ready to go. And I just want to say, man, watching, just being pissed off from last week and watching what, you know, what KC was doing, this game, I was looking at Purdy, and he was, when it was crucial, he was putting the team on his back, using his legs. He was playing smart. He was throwing the ball away when it needed to be thrown, not trying to force anything, no turnovers, just being smart out there, getting the team involved. I thought Shanahan did a great job just watching Pearsall on that jet sweep. Looked like, yep, he was going in motion. He runs off for a 40-yarder. I'm like, that's the kind of stuff Reed was doing to teams. You know, it's like now our team stepping up, doing that. The rookies still stepping up, impressing everybody. Lenore is out there making plays. I love seeing Mustafa making plays, especially when we got him for Lance on that fourth round pick that we got from the Cowboys. Now he's putting work in against that team. The stuff that I saw in the first half, the penalties were just killing us. I think Shanahan in the half said, hey guys, we just got to clean up the penalties, stop hurting ourselves. And then the defense, you know, those mistakes, letting CD just wide open. I think they showed, this was lining up to be kind of like one of those games where, oh, I can't believe it's happening again. But that four and out, that, you know, right, the defense stepped up and they stole the game, which is
no doubt, Miguel. And you know what? You brought up something, Miguel. They could go on a run here, right? Again, I look at track records, and I put a lot of stock into track records and trends with this particular guy, and it's Kyle Shanahan and the way he's coached his team. They get better as the season goes along because why? They love to run the ball and they love to be physical. They're a bully, and that wears teams down. They have a team that's built for all seasons. They can play in the cold. They can play. We'll see if they can play in the rain. We know the quarterback has issues in the rain, but what quarterback doesn't have issues in the rain? We'll see about that. But for the most part, in November and December, the Niners played their best football under Kyle Shanahan. If you throw out 2020, the season where they had to move to Glendale, Arizona for the last 5 weeks of the season, 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023. They have an overall record in the month of November and December of 24-7. That's 17 games over 500 when it's time to play your winning football. 24-7 in the months of November and December when you tally it up in 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023. So why should I not, Vontae Hill or Joe Shasky, believe in Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers turning their season around and going on a run? I don't care who they played before in the previous eight games. I don't care what their schedules look like. They've got four wins. They've got four losses. But yet, they're on top of the NFC West next to Seattle and Arizona. And they play all those teams, the Rams, Seattle, and Arizona. They got dates with them later in the season. Arizona last game of the year. They got the Seahawks in a couple weeks. You got the Rams on a Thursday night. All I'm saying is 24-7 in the month of November and December. Shanahan and company have proven they play their best football in the final 2 months of the regular season.
It does feel like with Ricky Pearsall emerging, you know, he had a really nice performance yesterday. I was very pleasantly surprised with what I saw from him.
Very encouraged.
Very much so. And seeing Debo look, I thought Debo looked awesome. Obviously, he's got the rib stuff and got to stay healthy. And Kittle plus Garendo, maybe Mason, maybe CMC. They've got enough firepower offensively. They really do.
And Juwan Jennings?
Yeah, I didn't even think of Juwan. You know what? You're right. I didn't even think of Juwan Jennings. That's a really good point.
So now,
it just feels like they have enough firepower on offense to get it done. So like the Brandon Ayuk loss to me was just devastating, right? I was devastated. Right. I'm thinking, how are they going to move the ball? But seeing Pearsall make a bunch of little like just simple acrobatic plays, simple catches, I says, you know, they might not be in such a bad spot. Look, you're going to miss Ayuk, and there's going to be a point in time where we're going to miss him. There's going to be a defense that stifles you. But I think they have enough offense to get it done.
Pearsall's going to – look, these rookie wide receivers are looking at Keon Coleman at Buffalo. Labakaki with the L.A. Chargers. Leggett with the Carolina Panthers. These rookie wide receivers, Brian Thomas Jr. in Jacksonville. He's
having a great
We're
going to
watch Malik Nabers tonight. Marvin Harrison Jr. with the Arizona Cardinals. Maybe this rookie class was deep at the wide receiver position. Xavier Worthy in Kansas City. Listen, Pearsall may be that dude. And him moving the chains, it'll settle a little third and fives, second and sixes, third and four. This is a great sign for the 49ers moving forward. I'm telling you, the best football is yet to come, is ahead of them, I should say.
I'm with you. And on the Pearsall thing, like, we don't need 8-9 catches for 120. We need, like, 4 or 5 catches. 3, you know, like, crucial chain mover situations. I still think Cowie needs to get somehow integrated into the offense. I think that's a speed element that a couple times a game could really help you.
Let's go to, you're so right about that. Let's go to Vinny in Motown. Vinny, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, that game had me in shambles yesterday. So I'm thinking the first half, I'm like, damn, we're still in this funk. Why can't we get out of it? This is the Cowboys. We own these guys. And then the second half, I'm thinking, okay, that third quarter, that 21-0, we're like, all right, this looks like the Niners are old. So I think some of the things that I seen yesterday, because I was thinking, man, at the end of the game, I'm thinking, man, we're about to collapse. This reminds me of Arizona. This reminds me of the Rams. So then I'm thinking, okay, cool. What did I like about the game yesterday? I like that whoever, whether it was Mason or Shanahan or the running back coach, Bobby Turner, they pulled out Mason and they said, look, we love that you're a gamer, but when you see Garendo pop in that second half in that first drive and he's coming out and they can't stop the kid right there, that tells you that's just fresh legs. He's hitting them holes. He's going. And you know, pretty much the rest of the game, he controlled it. And then he seals it with that game when he run at the end. So I'm thinking, okay, that's a good move, whoever made that move. Shanahan getting Kittle the ball, recognizing the defense in the first half. He's like, let me get some of these plays that I can get Kittle open. And you start to see the 49ers are showing flashes that last drive where they're holding the Cowboys on a 4-and-out when they could have went down and scored, like we've seen pretty much all year happening to the Niners. It's just like that you're seeing flashes. So I'm really hoping that these guys get healthy, because I'm looking at the other side of the bye, and you got Tampa Bay without their two top receivers.
Yep.
You got the Seahawks who we can take control of. And then you got the Packers who, I don't know if you've seen Jordan Love and a groin injury yesterday, but they might not be at full strength.
No.
This is the time to take advantage of it going down the stretch. 7-4 is what I'm seeing for the Niners going to that Bills game. And then I'm thinking they can do some damage in that second half. I like what I see from the team in yesterday.
I'm thinking at least 6-4, Vinny. 6-4 at least. I'll get to Green Bay when we get to Green Bay. That'd be a tough game there. But Shasky, we were in the thread yesterday. I do believe they come out of the break. Tampa Bay's vulnerable. I don't believe in Todd Bowles' coach teams. I'm just sorry.
Well, they also, I know they're out Godwin and Evans. They also lost another receiver.
Sterling Shepard, hamstring.
And they lost a linebacker.
Yep. So they're banged up.
They're very banged
up. They're really. And I do think this offense could move the ball on that defense. So coming out of bye week on the road, kind of like last year, coming out of bye week, you're going to Florida. You know, last year they went to Jacksonville, and we were kind of like, oh, man, what is going to happen here? And they sent Jacksonville on a tailspin. That was the start of Jacksonville's downfall playing the 49ers. Well, Tampa Bay, it's really great now. And then you play Seattle. Something's amiss with the Seahawks.
I don't know what to make of them. I don't know. Like, and McDonald, I think they're in transition. Like, they did a great job with Geno Smith squeezing the lemon for what it's worth. I do think they need to draft a quarterback of the future.
No doubt.
Like, Geno had a really good little run for them. Like, yeah. He was way better than I thought that he was going to be. I was pulling for him, but it's just like, I feel like they're at a crossroads.
Yep. 408, Comcast Business Text Line. It's Dallas, fellas. Take it easy. Well, it's the NFL. I'm not going to take it
the
easy.
The Ravens lost yesterday.
To the Cleveland Browns.
To team that literally looked like one of the worst offenses historically by data we have ever seen in our lives.
I'm not going to relax off a win against the Dallas Cowboys.
Hear what I will say about Dallas. They had 3 consecutive illegal formations on kick returns.
How does that even
I don't even know how that happens.
They're so poorly coached.
Like, we're bad on special teams. We looked buttoned up yesterday compared to them. Like and they almost had a fumble on one of them.
Like, the Chargers are 4-3. You think Charger fans right now are complaining about their strength of schedule?
No.
This isn't the BCS. This isn't college football. You win the games that are presented for you, and you control what you control. You don't control the opponent. You control how you play.
Did you see the late hit on Herbert's ankle and
leg?
That
was bad.
Dude.
That was the guy should have been kicked out the game.
And then that lineman diving on him?
I love that. I loved every second of that.
Old school football.
I loved every second of that. Back the hell up, homie. Back up.
How dirty was that?
Very dirty. Very dirty. All right, we're going to get to Rhea Lancaster on the other side. Manny on a dump Barton Bridge, 888-957-9570. Oh, we got 2 minutes now? Oh, not 7-Eleven? All right, well, let's go to Rhea. Hey, you said two minutes ago. Rhea Lancaster, what's happening?
Good morning, everyone, on this win-win Monday morning. My Niners pulled out the win. My Clippers showed up and pulled out the win. I was like, who scheduled this anyway? My head was exploding trying to go back and forth, but my Niners got the bulk of my attention last night. So I just want to say I feel very comfortable about our rookie class, our depth. The second half of the season, I feel like things are going to right. The ship is going to, start getting like on the right track, and where everything is going to be okay. I feel like we're going to be a little more buttoned up, because I don't feel like we were buttoned up.
No doubt.
To start this season. And also, can I just say, this is the first game where I'm like, Shanahan wasn't having me screaming too much, but I need him not to run on 3rd and 10 and pass on 4th and 3. Yeah. I need you not to do that. Come on, let's make better decisions.
The Kyle Juszczyk, we're just going to take the field goal, 3rd and 16 gun run.
You didn't like that, Rhea?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
You guys didn't like
that? I got a kick out of it.
It was okay, but I didn't love it.
No. He's just got to, I don't know, he needs to get better, a little bit better. He was better yesterday, but he needs to get a little bit better in certain situations.
No, I hear you.
We need to lock down. Amador Lenore needs to go nowhere. Lock him down. And I need Jair and Renardo not to run into each other on the field. I don't know. Let's fix that.
Yeah.
Whatever we're doing, you know.
It's a young secondary. There's no doubt. And that's why you brought up Amador Lenore. They've got to find a way to keep this guy.
Oh, they will. They will.
Fonte, that catch on the sideline was so good.
Listen. NFL teams, NBA teams, for the most part, the players ain't what they keep. They find a way. They find a way. The Niners will find a way to keep Lenore. He's not going anywhere. He'll be a Niner for a long time.
That catch to contort his body and get the elbow down, the helmet down, that was sick.
He's a West Coast kid. He ain't going nowhere. He's going to be wearing that too for red and gold for the foreseeable future.